Jeannie Nunez is a communication major in her junior year at OU. Wherever she goes, she walks with great energy. Whatever she does, she tackles it fully. Jeannie's friends say she does not follow trends, but sets them. One day, Jeannie got a tattoo. Not a feminine tattoo of a rose or an angel. Jeannie's tattoo says, "Mischief managed."
I'm a big Harry Potter fan, and so there's this map called the Morrider's Map. In order to use the map, you have to say, "I solemnly swear I'm up to no good," and it opens it up and it allows you to see every one that's kind of significant or just in general a student in at Hogwarts, wherever it is that they are in the building. But it's super restricted, it's super confidential, it's not supposed to be in the hands of Harry Potter, but it ends up in the hands of Harry Potter, and he means to use it for good, but it's just a dangerous item to hold. In order to close it, make all of the magical things that are happening on the being able to see the people, in order to make that go away and for it to turn into normal parchment again, he has to say "mischief managed." I figured putting this tattoo on me, people that didn't know who I was or who didn't know me closely would look at that and immediately think Harry Potter fan.
Although Jeannie's a big Harry Potter fan, there's a deeper meaning behind her tattoo. She believes her tattoo describes a part of who she is, something many often don't witness.
I will usually say that I'm kind of a combination of both words, mischief and managed. The reason that I incorporate mischief, though, is because if there is a set of guidelines, rules, procedures, I will be that person that will stretch. I will stretch them and like go the farthest without breaking them, but I will deviate pretty far and make sure to like do it my way.
Jeannie is the youngest of six children. She thinks that the youngest position gave her more freedom than children her age from smaller families. She remembers digging up holes in the backyard, wearing overalls, and having a chili bowl haircut. Looking back, Jeannie said her childhood didn't seem very traditional and certainly not very ladylike.
I had a lot of freedom growing up and a whole lot more flexibility to break the rules and still get away with it. I think that I grew up being that managed side of mischievous, being like this almost good, mischievous type of person.
Doing things in a traditional order is not something Jeannie typically does. From running with boys to competing in cross-country tournaments and cheap running shoes, Jeannie prefers to start with the hard tasks first.
Leadership on campus, where I've done it backwards, where it's like I started and I went hard and I did those really strenuous leadership positions and really hard and difficult office positions and exec positions and different things. And even classes, I took some of the hardest classes at the beginning.
Jeannie says with her mischief managed, she moves through life always looking forward to the next challenge. Jeannie says her favorite quote by Dr. Seuss sums up her philosophy.
"I like nonsense. It wakes up brain cells. Fantasy is a necessary ingredient in living. It's a way of looking at life through the wrong end of a telescope, which is what I do, and that enables you to laugh at life's realities."
Jeannie's plans constantly change. She hasn't decided what she's doing when she grows up, but she understands she will never fully grow up. She's ready to explore and see what life has in store. For Assignment Radio, I'm Pam Ortega.